Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ passed by a woman wailing at the grave of her son who just died. So the Prophet said, Ya amat Allah, ittaqillaha wahtasibi. O servant of Allah, fear Allah and anticipate for the reward. Look at these beautiful words. The woman, unable to recognize the Prophet, said, Go away. You have not been struck by the calamity that I have. So the Prophet did not say any word and left. After he left, the companion said to her, Are you crazy? Do you know who that was? That's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the woman immediately ran until she entered the house of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he did not have any guardsmen. And she said, Oh Prophet of Allah, I am patient and I am anticipating for the reward. The Prophet said alayhi salam, that verily patience is at the first shock, meaning that this is too late. The first shock, when it hit you, you should have been patient. But after complaining or wailing or doing something that shows that you're not accepting Allah's decree, this is too late. Therefore, we should always ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness and not to bestow upon us His trials and His calamities. But when it takes place, when it happens, we should immediately say this great dua. And the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, that those who do not follow the ways and traditions of the days of ignorance, of jahiliyyah, such as what women usually say when they wail. What do they say? They say, Oh, my sanad, meaning the one who was supporting me. Ya sanadi, they say. Or they say that, Who will be there for us? And they start to complain verbally, and they voice their complaints as form of grief. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that it is part of the wailing and part of the traditions and customs of the pre-Islamic era. And he has nothing to do with that. And all of this indicates that the people have lesser degree of dependence on Allah. If you recall, when one of the Prophet's daughters, alayhi salatu wasalam, requested his presence because her son is dying, what did the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, say? He told the messenger, go back to her and tell her it is for Allah what he has given, and it is for Allah what he has taken. So this child in your hand is not yours. It's actually Allah's. So this is what every believer should have in his mind. Whatever we have is not ours. It is something that we borrowed. So if Allah claims it, it is Allah. Whether it's a soul, whether it is wealth, whether it is anything that we have, this is not yours. All that we have is borrowed money. We are on earth on borrowed time, because we are not here to stay forever. We're not here to go on. This is only a transitional period for us. And that is why you find that a lot of the people, not the Muslims only, you have a lot of the people in non-Muslim countries committing suicide. Why? Because they do not accept Allah's rulings. They cannot comprehend, how could a loved one die? How could I lose my fortune? Now with the credit crunch, the cases of suicide are overwhelming. Their houses are foreclosure. They lose their mortgage. They lose their jobs. What to do? The easiest thing is, that's it. They think that this is the easiest thing. As Muslims, we know that there is much, much worse to come, which is the torment of the grave, then on the Day of Judgment being thrown into hell. And that is why no matter what happens to you, you try your best to anticipate for the reward and to be patient. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in one of the battles, there was a man so brave, so strong, he was killing the disbelievers left and right and center. And the companions were shocked and saying, MashaAllah, this man, no one has done similar to what he had done. The Prophet looked at him and said, he's in hell. And the companions said, what? If this man is in hell, then what about us? One of them said, I am the one who will be with him as his shadow. And I'll tell you exactly what happens. So the battle continued and they're fighting and the man is watching. When he was injured, and he was injured seriously. So the companion is telling us, and he could not tolerate the pain. So he put the tip of his sword on his chest and he put the other end on the ground and he stepped on it until it went through his back. So he committed suicide. So the man went to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu that you are the Prophet of Allah. So the Prophet said, so why is that? Why are you saying that? He said, O Prophet of Allah, the man who said that he's in hell, he did so and so and so and so. So this shows you that, and the Prophet said that he's in hell because he committed suicide, and whoever commits suicide goes to hell. There is no excuse for you to commit suicide. No excuse at all. From this we know that those who go and say that we are free fighters and we would like to blow ourselves as suicide bombers, is this permissible in Islam? The answer is no. This is considered to be suicide. Yes, Sheikh, but I'm killing a lot of enemy soldiers. Said, no, you are killing yourself. And Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, and Sheikh al-Albani all say that this is suicide. Because on the Day of Judgment, who killed you? Oh God, I killed so and so. Again, who killed you? The bomb. Who detonated it? I did. Said, then you are the one who killed yourself and you go to hell. Regardless of your good intention. And so many people with good intention, they go and pew, kill themselves and nobody dies. So they, again, are sinful. This is not permissible in Islam. And it's needless to say that the majority of those who commit suicide bombers, they kill innocent people. So they go to a supermarket and some of them goes to a masjid or a place of worship, even if they are deviant sects. You're not allowed to do this. And they kill the children, they kill the women, they kill the elderly, discriminate killing. And all of this is in hell. Whoever does this is not part of the way of the Prophet ﷺ, regardless of what he thinks or what he believes. Therefore, one should avoid suicide. One should avoid wailing and complaining of calamities by having full trust, confidence, and reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal. A lot of our illnesses is due to not having dependence and confidence in Allah Azza wa Jal. You have people believing that they are, or they're having black magic, evil eye, envy, they have jinn. Why is this? They come to me, Shaykh, give us ruqya, recite Quran. Why don't you ask Allah Azza wa Jal? Oh, I have sins. No, ask Allah, depend on Allah, rely on Him, and He will be there for you. And He will answer you. But when you don't rely on Him and you rely on the Shaykh or on the Mawlana or on the saint or on this or that, then how do you want Him to help you and cure you? Whoever associates others with Allah, Allah would leave him and whatever he had associated with Allah Azza wa Jal. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.